With KSJD Local News, I'm Gail Binkley. An attorney with expertise in water law and legislation is telling area residents he believes it's better to act now to preclude federal designations on the Lower Dolores River than to wait and see what happens and then scream like banshees if they don't like the result. David Robbins spoke at a public meeting Wednesday night about draft legislation to create a national conservation area along the Dolores River corridor from McPhee Dam to near Bedrock, Colorado. The proposal was crafted by a grassroots committee to protect water rights, help native fish, and preserve the scenic corridor. The river has been declared suitable for a wild and scenic designation. Also, concerns have been raised that one or more of three native fish species in the river might be declared endangered, or that President Obama might create a national monument on the corridor. Robbins said it's wiser to be proactive in dealing with such concerns, but some audience members Wednesday were skeptical, saying a national conservation area might do more harm than good. And in other news, whether you see it as wonderful or worrisome, weather in the Cortez area has been abnormally warm and dry for the past few weeks. Longtime local weather observer Jim Andrist tells KSJD September temperatures were about 10 degrees higher than normal, and the month had only about a half inch of rain, 34% of average. That followed in August with 84% of normal precipitation. However, temperatures are expected to drop this weekend to highs down in the 70s. That's close to the historic average. Andrus says if the anticipated El Nino weather pattern does materialize, it should start producing wetter weather sometime in October. With KSJD, I'm Gail Binkley.